I used to get requests to go and do people's children, and I had the honour of doing Lady Tompkins. Sir Edward and Lady Tompkins lived at Winslow Hall. And so in around about the early 60s, I actually took photographs of her children, or one of her children. And later on, when she'd got grandchildren, I went back and I did the grandchild. So that was very interesting. Of course, she was a fascinating individual, and so was Sir Edward, because he'd been the ambassador in Paris, and they had close association with the royal family, particularly the Queen Mother and Princess Margaret. And a lot of people didn't know, but the Queen Mother used to come and stay at Winslow Hall, and also Princess Margaret. And it was round about the time when Arthur Barnes was vicar here. And I shall always remember that my husband came back from 8 o'clock service and he said, "Guess what I've been doing today?" So I said, "Well, I haven't a clue. What have you been doing?" So he said, "Well, I've actually had Princess Margaret," he said, "kneeling at my feet," because she was there for communion. And she was a stickler for going to church wherever she went. She liked to go and have the set communion. She wanted the prayer book communion, and so Arthur Barnes used to have everything organised to suit Her Royal Highness. But it was very interesting because Lady Tompkins was great as a person, and you'd meet her in the street and she'd put your arms around and give you a hug. She was one of those sort of people. She was so friendly and she really was a dear. And I remember being invited to have lunch one day with her. Well, they lived virtually in the basement of Winslow Hall, because Winslow Hall is not a very, for home living, it's rather large and not very warm. So we duly went down into the basement. And of course, in the basement, the pictures of the royal family, and most of them were signed, were amazing. They probably had anything up to 25 to 30 pictures all around this particular room. And I shall never forget. And she said to me, "Oh, well, we'll have some lunch now." And she proceeded to bring out, I think it was a prawn salad of some sort that she'd purchased at Sainsbury's or something like that, you see. So she tipped it out on a plate and served herself. And I think I got two prawns in this, and it, frugal, they were extremely frugal people. And then the box of wine came out, and Sir Edward said, "Oh, Jean, would you like a drop of wine?" So I said, "Oh, yes, please." And so he duly got the glass and turned the tap on his box of wine. And then I was offered some cheese, and he said, "Oh, I must apologise," he said, "for the cheese board." And I mean, I've seen better cheese in a mouse trap. It was really amazing. But it wasn't so much that, was it? It was the fact that their hospitality was, although he'd been the ambassador in Paris, they really were delightful people. And I miss them, because these sort of people, there's not a lot of them around. Well,